بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، yesterday we discussed the virtue the Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام had given in regards to an upright and honest businessman trader. That an upright and honest trader will be with the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام, the messengers, the Siddiqeen, the pious and the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. Another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, one who does business honestly will be shaded under the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, we find in different riwayat that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned regards to a person whose heart is attached to the masjid, he will enjoy the throne, the shade of the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That young man that goes up in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will also enjoy the shade of the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This hadith also is in regards to that businessman who is honest in his dealings. That as we mentioned yesterday, that he's making his dunya, he's making his sustenance, his rozi, but he's honest, he's Allah conscious. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. So somebody asked him one time that why don't you write a kitab on how to attain taqwa, Allah consciousness, to become conscious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Write a kitab where people can read how to become conscious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to get taqwa, to become muttaqi. So he mentioned and he replies and he says that I've written a kitab in regards to the rules and regulations of doing honest business and how to refrain from haram in regards to business. Any person who read this kitab of mine in regards to how to earn a livelihood, and he will follow the rules and regulations, just on this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him taqwa. When a person might think to get taqwa, then I have to wake up with the Hajjud Salah, Ishraq, Awabin, Faraiz we have to fulfill. That which is farz upon us, that we have to fulfill. But in many a minds of a person to become muttaqi and pious, a person should do raf ibadat. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's riwayat, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, that ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad al-nas. That O Abu Huraira, that refrain from those things and save yourself from those things that are haram, you will become a'bad al-nas, the biggest worshipper in the eyes of Allah. You become the greatest abid, which is the worshipper. So Nabi of Allah says, just refrain from haram, and Allah will make you the greatest worshipper of the time. So here we find that this notion that we have, that we have to sumudu nafil ibadat, that a person has to be in the masjid the entire day. This riwayat is saying that leave the masjid in your workplace. There you are busy, and in there you are conscious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you're doing business honestly, in your opinion, in your mashwara, and how you deal with people and consultation, etc. You're honest, you're conscious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you know very, very importantly, we know how to run our business according to Sharia. We've learned the rules and regulations. We're not taking a chance. That we are in mashwara, communication with ulama, with those muftiyan. And remember, when it comes to the masail of business, then we cannot ask any alim. The Talmi Rahmah has mentioned also, that certain masail, certain aspects of deen cannot be asked of any alim. And he will say there are rules and there are principles, who to ask, when to ask, and what to ask. That you might ask certain alim a certain question that you have doubt about in regards to business, aqidah, belief, ibadat, and you ask him on a public platform, and it's possible he can't answer you, so you might lose confidence in him, and those around you also will lose confidence in him because he cannot answer. Every alim is qualified to answer every question. So therefore, when it comes to business transactions, we have ulama ikram that are experts in the field. Then we should go to them. Then we have those that are experts in different fields in Sharia. And some, alhamdulillah, are blessed all the fields. We have those darul iftas in the fatwa departments where we can send our questions to them. So they are able to reply. They have the time to research. And we know when it comes to business questions and masail, they are very complex. There are many, many new things in the marketplace. Every day something new is coming about. So not every alim will know the answer to all these questions. So we have the fatwa departments where we can send our queries to them. Yes, sometimes we'll have to wait. We've got to do with a certain transaction. We'll have to wait for the answer to come through. Not that many a time we say that try it now and ask later. Do it now and ask later. We ask before we do it. So here a person now is doing his business and is honest. On the day of Qiyamah will enjoy the shade of the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is not a small thing. The day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be just 1 mile above a person's head. Now we cannot take the heat of our country, 35, 40 degrees. And when we enter the masjid, the aircon is on, how the smile comes to the face. MashaAllah, they need to put the aircon on early today, so we can feel how cool it is. We can enjoy our salah, our ibadat. We don't want to leave. We can imagine the day of Qiyamah where there'll be no shade. And there'll be nothing to save us from the heat on the day of Qiyamah. Just because I was honest in my business dealings, and Allah will look for one thing. And you find many examples that can be given. A person have certain type of goods, want a certain type, but then I can deceive him and say, no, this is genuine, but not genuine. Many examples we find in there. A person is selling certain goods or certain vehicles also, and he put there his clause, disclaimer, footstoots, that I'm selling to you as is. But he knows there's a fault over there. So many things that, the examples coming ahead, fake goods. Person sells them now as genuine goods. So to be very, very careful in all my dealings that I am honest, just on this one point, I'm here many a times from ulama-i-karam that Allah is looking for that one good deed. Allah is looking for that one good deed to grant that person his maghfirah, that jannat al-firdaus. Just on that one good deed, I can sign that million dirham or dinar contract with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just another one. So many possibly, I wasn't so sure about it, but this one I became conscious. And I took 2 steps back and said, hold on. I'm not sure this is right, but I'm being honest to you. I'm being honest to you. Allah is listening, Allah is hearing, Allah is all aware. On that one, we find many examples amongst the awliya before also, that when it came to after their passing away, and the students saw them in dreams, Hazrat, are you reached Jannat because of teaching Hadith, Quran? Say nothing like that. It was because of this one certain deed. One night I went home, and I found on my bed there was a cat that was sleeping. So also makhluk of Allah, I didn't want to harm the cat or disturb the cat, so I stepped on the floor. Allah did not even glance at all my ibadat. Allah looked at the one action of mine, fulfilling the haqq and the right of one of His creation. On that Allah Ta'ala gave me Jannat. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that loose woman that was accustomed to selling her body to earn her livelihood. One day passing by the well, she finds a dog panting and thirsty for water. She goes into the well, removes her leather sock, gives that water, what do you call, kutta, napak animal. She gives it water to drink. Allah had raham upon her, mercy upon her, that Allah forgave all her sins. On the contrary, another riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, a woman had a cat. And she had an evil heart. She would not allow the cat to hunt on its own and feed on its own. She would have it tied up. And she was miserly in feeding the cat to the extent that the cat passed away because of that. And she did all the ibadat. On that one evil action of hers, Allah turned away His rahmat from her because of her evil heart to this old cat. Because of that, Allah did not forgive her. So Allah looks at that one action. Sometimes I'm in that corner now that I need to make this deal right now. But I know this is 100%. Allah puts these tests over there, but there's so much of barakat behind me not doing it. That I don't go ahead with it. I'm honest right now. I'm not going ahead with it. And as we mentioned many a times, when it comes to partnerships, as ulama-i-karam, how to do it, whether it's correct, percentage-wise, I promise the person investing with me. Is it investment? Is it amanat? Is it a loan? But then I'm giving him every month some return, which is haram. There's no partnership over here right now. Consignment also. The brothers fight from ulama-i-kiram to take something on consignment, that now he's giving you amanat. Consignment is an amanat. You cannot sell something that is an amanat. Amanat has to be kept separately. To the extent ulama say somebody give you a parcel of money is amanat. You can't use one note from there. It's a trust by you. We cannot even say, now I'll take just this 100 rand from this parcel and I'll replace it. Not permissible. It's an amanat. As he gave it to you, it has to be returned accordingly. Consignment, be careful. There also is an amanat that I am giving somebody or somebody is giving me. I cannot do anything with it. There has to be some shari'i, aspect to it. Is it mudaraba? Is it murab? Is it murabaha? You have different sections of sharia. So consignment also, ask ulama ikram, is it permissible for me to take a consignment and I'll pay you as I sell? So this you have to ask ulama ikram. So we are honest in our business dealings. Allah Ta'ala give us so fit to make amal, inshallah. Subhanallah.